Welcome to Insights and Inspirations for Business. If you are a small business owner, you need this podcast. This podcast will explore tips, commentary, stories, and secrets about how business can survive, change, and have fun in any economy. This podcast is sponsored by Welcome to Insights and Inspirations. I'm your host, Kathy Kane, and I look forward to sharing some quick stories, thoughts, and commentaries from the most popular business columns and motivational articles I've written over the years. On our last episode, I shared thoughts about how to create effective press release. This time, I will share my thoughts on being a great group member. What have you done for your group lately? When you join a group for business, it should not be a decision taken lightly. Too often, many companies join and never attend a meeting or networking event, ever. Some may join just to get in the association listing or a website link. But if you're paying for a membership anywhere, you should have a plan to make it worth your investment dollars. Every group I'm active in has an engagement plan. What am I going to do for the group monthly, weekly, and yearly to participate? Refer other members, sponsor, or support an event, and of course, actively promote their events and news along with my own social media. Here are some ideas to consider for each group that you belong to. As an active member, it's up to you to make sure to check on these things to make sure that they are done. Are you listed properly on their website with a link to your business? Are you on their mailing lists? Are you our employees? Do you have a monthly schedule of groups events, and have you added them to your calendar? Have you joined their Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn groups? Have you found ways to share your business information every week or month with the group? Have you reached out to other group members through Lunch and Learn, social media, etc.? Do you share other group members' promotions and events with your social media or your clients? Here's some other ideas on how you can help your association and help your business. If you do these social media posts consistently, you'll see how your business can grow with your membership. For example, social media. Are you on Facebook, YouTube, and LinkedIn? Then log in and follow the association. There may be a Facebook page or a Facebook group. Find the group or company on LinkedIn and like that as well. Then, on Facebook, whenever you can, join an upcoming event and share an association event. Share, comment, or like an association post on your timeline or with a page or group that you manage. Post your business page link on their page or group. Post a business special on their page or group. Check in at any association event, meeting, or program. Check in with any association member page. Take an association selfie and post. Take pictures or video at any event and post it on the page and tag the photos and the association. Post a review or status update of why you love your association. When you're on LinkedIn, make sure you are posting about why you're attending an event or an upcoming event for the association. And share the association event on your profile. When you're on YouTube, like the association videos, comment on the association videos, and share the association videos. For email, if you want to forward the association emails to employees and associates, simply scroll to the very bottom of the email and click forward, and you can help spread the association news. I hope these quick tips help grow your membership values and relationships for better business. Thank you for listening to this episode of Insights and Inspirations. If you like what you heard, please give us a 5-star review on iTunes, Apple Podcast. And we hope you're able to tune in to the next episode soon.